726.
The Dow plunges. The Northeast is socked by snow, and those Americans, the missionaries in Haiti, have been charged with kidnapping. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. This weekend we have the Super Bowl. Yep, that means our final nail the score. Who do you like, the Colts or the Saints? Indy favored by 2.5. Steve Budin, psyched to have this guy on. He's the CEO of PickNation.com, right out of the gate, joining us here on ATN. Steve, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Hey, Kate. It's the, you know, it's the prom. It's the final dance. It's the last chance to get a cheap thrill for a lot of people.
So well said. I have to tell you that. 2.5, you surprised by that line favoring the Colts?
Well, the Colts right now actually are sitting at 4.5.
Ooh, okay.
They're 5 in Vegas. They've gotten as high as 5.5.
Wow.
But they've simmered down a little bit, and they've seemed to be settling in around 4.5. It's a very tough number because, you know, with Peyton Manning, you get what the extra advantage you get is that you know coming down to the end, if it comes down, if he's got 1 minute or less left, he can take his, you know, team down the field, get that winning touchdown, get that winning field goal. But in those cases, if that's going to be the case, probably not going to cover the spread. So it makes it a really tough decision.
Yeah, I think I was fantasizing about 2.5. I used to live in Vegas, and perhaps
I'd
my
love
mind
that number.
Was...
If you can get it, mean you can make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'll call you up if I can get that number. Where did the line start? Did it start at 4?
The line started at 4.5.
Wow.
It opened at 4.5, and like I said, it got as high as 5.5. There was an initial surge on the Colts. People came back down to reality a little bit, bought up the 5.5 with the Saints, and now we find ourselves right back where we started. I think it's a good line, you know, when you take into consideration that, you know, only 8 times in the Super Bowl has the team that's won the game not covered. You know, 32 out of 43 Super Bowls have been won by 7 points or more. So, I mean, it is likely that the game will, you know, will be won by 4.5 points or more, one way or the other. I mean, 21, a little less than half of the Super Bowls, you know, have been won by 14 points or more. So we're used to seeing a lot of scoring in these games, and we're going to see that here, obviously, with these two quarterbacks.
Yeah, no kidding. So much money moves on this game. Give the listeners an idea, Steve. How much do you think will get plunked down if you just had to take a wild guess?
Right. Well, we're looking at. Well, we know that we're looking at about $20 billion. And we know only about $1 billion of that will be bet in Vegas. And the reason for that is because, well, it's a 99% of us bet offshore now. That's just the reality of it. You can pick up your phone or hop on your internet and make a play. That's always going to be a lot easier than flying to Vegas for the game.
Yeah, no kidding. Where do you think most of the money's going to go after some of the great statistics you just gave us about past Super Bowls? Where do you think we'll see the money mostly fall?
Well, let's be honest. You know, everybody loves the favorites. You know, and look, you know, I'm going to just throw something out there. You know, the Colts are minus 190 or a little bit less than 2-1. You know, to just win the game outright. And if you're one of those people out there that this is your last bet and your next bet's going to come September next football season, you know, well, why not just lay the 190, lay the 2-1, with bet 200 to win 100, and just have Peyton Manning to win the game? I would never recommend the money line play, but if this is your last play of the year, it's just like Sabathia and the Yankees laying 190, only you got Peyton Manning, and not just for 6 innings, for the whole game.
I love the Sabathia reference. That was great. So when we look at these games, I used to live in Vegas, and I used to do a show out of Las Vegas Hilton. At the time, Art Man Terrace was running the book then, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about gambling from the guys at the Gambler's Book Club and, you know, the Gambler's Bookstore, you know, the store I'm talking about.
Sure.
And it was fascinating to me, and people have this idea about gambling and who's coming up with the odds. Half the guys, and you know this, Steve, who set the line, like, went to MIT or Harvard, right?
Well, it's true, and, you know, when you're talking about football, what a lot of people don't know is the bettors set the line. And the line is not meant to depict the final score. It's just meant to gauge public perception. And for instance, you know, a line of this game, this line has been out for 2 weeks already. So there is no game that's more overanalyzed than the Super Bowl. And I would tell your listeners out there not to overbet this game. You can't make up for a whole season of lousy bets in one Super Bowl play. Just don't do it. That's the biggest mistake. I'm not telling you not to bet the game. Bet it. Bet the props. Have fun. Have a great time. But don't try to, like, make up for a whole season in one game. That is mistake number one with the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so if when you put a line out, you know, as the people, you could start every game at Pick'em. And by the time the week goes by, after moving the line, after, you know, after all the plays, you'd eventually come to the right line. And that line is just the line that makes the customers go, which side do I bet on?
Yeah, boy. You know, it's funny, you mentioned the props, and for people who don't know, there's just so many, I call them exotic wagers.
Right, we used to call them Mickey Mouse bets.
Yeah. Which one do you think, though, is, in your opinion, the most fun or the most interesting?
Well, the one I'm looking forward to betting this year will be the over on the national anthem. And the reason why, I'm sorry, the under on the national, I bet the over last year. We had a, you know, the big R&B singer last year do it. Mm-hmm. This year we're having a country singer do it. You know, R&B singers tend to hold their notes a little bit, you know, church style. Mm-hmm. And the country singers tend to be short with their notes, want to get it over with quick. So I think that we're going to see an under here on the national anthem. But other than that, you know, from being in and around Vegas, that when you bet a game, you're normally laying, you know, 10% juice. You know, you're laying 110 to win 100. Well, for the coin toss, most sports books are only charging 1 cent. So it's almost like an odds bet in craps. You're getting the true odds. And I'm not saying that there's some type of push on heads or tails, but I'm saying whether you bet heads or tails, from a mathematics standpoint, that'll be your best bet of the day.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy,
because you're only laying 1 cent on a true even money shot.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I would say just watch the game, bet heads or tails, and call it a day.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you know, I said you were the CEO of PickNation.com, and
right.
For people who don't know, I mean, you're a self-made millionaire. You talked about offshore gambling, really, and I like the way you call yourself the father of that. Tell the story. We have a couple minutes left. How did that all happen to you?
Sure. 1994, went out to Panama. I was working for Caesar's Palace at the time as a rep. Had a customer who was Panamanian, brought me out to inspect the license that he had to deal to the local Panamanians. Went out there, invested a ton of money, busted it out, had no idea what I was doing, lost a lot of money. In desperation, put an ad in a newspaper in the U.S. to try to get people, since we had our license there in Panama and it allowed us to take customers from all over the world, we said, hey, why don't we try this thing? And when the first customer from Pittsburgh sent us $200 Western Union in 1994, that was the first time that a U.S. citizen had ever sent money overseas for purposes of betting. Well, I don't have to tell you what happened from there. We went from a three-phone operation to a 200-phone operation, broke out of the limits of Panama, moved to Costa Rica, laid the whole infrastructure in Costa Rica, which was now the hubcap, you know, of sports gambling for the whole world, you know, and it's all laid on the foundation that we created with the Western Unions and the fiber optics and the call centers, you know, and running the pipeline from Mexico under the water to get us the bandwidth. I mean, we did it all. And then we got taken down in 98 by the feds, just as I was planning to buy that little apartment in Paris and get that big yacht I always wanted, name it after my mother. Yeah, the feds called and shut us down.
Yeah, we know that story, sadly. Steve Budin, you're terrific. CEO of PickNation.com. Check it out, everyone. Thanks, Steve.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Psychic stars from China try to steal your mind's elation. The little girl from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you want,
you know, at the top of this, I mentioned that the snow was like 2 feet in Washington. New York City's in trouble. Philly. Up and down the East Coast. And what's interesting is places like Virginia declaring a state of emergency. Part of the problem is the fact they don't have a lot of money in these states. They're cash strapped. And how are they going to pay for the snow cleanup? They've already had a couple of bad snowstorms, if you remember the one that happened right before the Christmas holidays. So bad news for the East Coast. Speaking of being cash strapped, California. They have so many problems, whether it comes to health care and the funds that have been cut to that, or public transportation, social services, what's happening with the state workers, you name it. It's like they're on a lazy Susan and you're just trying to pick off who gets to come around one more time. In fact, a lot of Californians are talking about a constitutional convention to talk about some of the possible changes. They want to evaluate possible changes anyway. We'll see how far they get with that. But to California's state constitution. So who better, really, to have back on the show? We love it when she comes on. It's been a while. Valerie Faltus, she is a property tax expert and a certified property tax appraiser. She worked for the L.A. County Assessor's Office. And, you know, when I talk about my buddies out there where they're upside down with their houses, she's actually assessed, they say, over 6,000 properties. She knows all about the loopholes. And one of the areas that is being debated, we've mentioned this before, is Proposition 13 and the whole idea of removing a cap on property taxes to help the deficit problem. Wow, Valerie, maybe help the deficit problem, But I think there are a lot of people that are very nervous and don't understand a lot of the ins and outs of Proposition 13. Hey, thanks for coming back to the show.
Thanks, Kate, for having me back. How are you doing?
I'm good. How have you been?
Great.
Tell everybody, let's serve it up easy for them. Because, you know, the people hear Proposition, oh, taxes, what do you mean? What Proposition 13 can be used to the advantage of some of the people who find themselves in those tricky situations in Cali with their houses, right?
Exactly. It is. And it's, you know, one of those things, it seems really complicated and it's really simple. It's us voters years ago put this thing in place so that the state couldn't just, you know, unlimitedly increase our property taxes because older folks are being driven out of their homes.
Oh, yeah. Boy, no kidding, in droves. So if what does it mean when they're talking about changes to Prop 13?
You know, the state, it's one of the things. They always want to remove it, right, as if they're not getting enough money. That's always the idea. We're not getting enough money. There's no money coming in. And the truth is, Kate, when it was first put in place over 30 years ago, they were receiving $5.6 billion, with a B as in boy, billion dollars. Today, in the last few years, it's been documented that they're receiving over $50
billion.
So even with, you know, the limit in place, they're receiving an exorbitant amount of money, even with Prop 13, and that's just from property taxes.
Mm.
And so, you know, you're going to tell me that the budget crisis is because, you know, they're not getting enough money from us homeowners? I don't think so.
Boy, I so agree. I'm glad you gave us those numbers. $50 billion, that's crazy. Starting off 30 years ago with a little over $5 billion. Do you think, that's why this is so important to talk about, do you think, as we said, people don't really understand it, do they realize what could happen here and how the floodgates could open? And
oh, it would
do you
be
think
horrible.
People
I mean, if you think it's bad now, I mean, I know that there are a lot of people who I know who are in homes, and they've been in their homes for 30 years or more, maybe 50 years, they're on fixed incomes, and should that limit, you know, Prop 13 be taken off, there is no way they'd be able to pay their property taxes. And so they'd be that their homes would be gone. They would be just completely gone. So basically what I think what would happen here in California is that no one would be able to really own their homes over the long run because what happens is our values over time go up a lot. So, yes, we're seeing a recession now. However, in 10 years, in 20 years, you know, for example, you buy a house today thinking, okay, yeah, these are the property taxes. Well, guess what? There's no more Prop 13. Ha, 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 ha. You know, in 5, 10, 15 years, you're paying maybe 10 times as much.
Wow. I mean, how could you possibly, I can't even fathom
I mean,
it. How could you possibly afford it? Yeah, how could you afford that? I don't care what age you are. I don't care. You'd have to be really making serious money. But even if you're making serious money, you might have a serious house payment that you thought you could afford. So really, a lot of people, you could be talking about people with a lot of money. You could be talking about people in the so-called middle class, and certainly people who are barely affording it. Really, across the board, everyone could be affected, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It would be really bad. There's actually, you know, on my website, there's a free ebook that's just a few pages long that explains exactly how it works. And I actually know some other states have thought about putting something like Prop 13 in place because
Oof.
Their seniors are being driven out of their homes because there are no limits on their property taxes. It's, you know, guess what? This is what we need this year, and so guess what you're paying? And,
Oof.
You know, and that can be really scary when you're on a fixed income, you know, and or even if you have a little bit of extra money when you're on a fixed income, instead of spending the money on your grandkids, you know, oh, sorry, there's those property taxes.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. How crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in California in general, since you're there, I mean, and we're focusing on this, but what's the attitude been like? I was talking about the money that was being cut for all kinds of things, and it just seems like the budget crisis is getting worse.
It is getting worse. And, you know, okay, it gets to a point where it's, you know, everyone is like, you know, no one has any money. No one wants to spend money. And the unemployment rate's pretty high. I mean, and I know people who are extraordinarily experienced, very highly educated, and there are no jobs out there, or they're overqualified for what's out there, so employers are afraid to hire them. And so it's definitely not fun. Although I will say this, Kate, on a positive note, is I have really seen business owners and other people come together in ways that in my lifetime I've never seen before as a result of this recession, and I do think that's a really neat thing that's come out of all of this.
Well, maybe what will happen in California, like we're seeing, of course, it depends on what's going on with small businesses, but like we're seeing in other places, people are pursuing passions, and it's turning out to, it might start off slow, but it's turning out, Valerie, to pay off for people. Are you starting to see that in California, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's across the board because people are realizing, you know, no one else is going to pay me. So I might as well find a way to turn something that I enjoy doing into money, since money's not coming in, you know, through other ways. And so that's kind of a cool thing, too. And that's the neat thing to see out of economies, is that there's more creative ways of doing business or more creative ways of earning money.
Yeah, boy. And that's, and people are getting creative. Absolutely. We've seen it. All right. We'll keep our eye on all of this. Valerie, as always, you told people to go to your website. It's propertytaxlady.com, and they can understand that better, particularly since it could be coming to a state near you. If you don't live in California and you're not listening to us there, it may be something we may be seeing in some other states. Valerie's right on that. Valerie, have a great weekend, and thanks for joining us again on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a great night.
All right. You too. So, yeah, as she was saying, boy, can you imagine? You have X amount of money. It's true. See, this is the scary thing to me, all the things that we see happening. It's one thing when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, maybe even 50s, and you're trying to play catch-up, you know, and still you're running as fast as you can, and there aren't that many ways to do that. But when you've already retired, when you're at a certain age, and you definitely are living on a fixed income, it's not like you're, I guess in some cases maybe some people could go out again, but it's not like you're going to find a job at this point in the game. And it's so sad. I mean, it should be that when you get to the end of the line, I call it the end of the line, it should be there should be a lot of fun left. And it, not worry, not stress over, oh, you got to be kidding me. What am I going to do? How am I going to pay these extra taxes? And I loved her example. You have grandkids, and you just want to be able to take them to McDonald's, get a Happy Meal, and you might not be able to do that if you're that stressed and stretched over the money. And California, that's why we go back to California. It's a perfect example to use what's happening there, because they really are. It's like they have, it's like they're in a canoe and they barely have a paddle and they're just trying to paddle forward. And then they're drowning in so many different directions. And this is just another example of it. And the whole idea, the one area, like we said, that's up for massive debate is this Prop 13. And the whole idea of removing that cap on the property tax is to help the deficit. But as her example pointed out, I mean, they're already getting $50 billion. So how many people would lose their homes that are barely staying in their homes now as a result of that, if that were to change? Scary, scary, scary thought. All right, don't forget, coming up in our third hour here on America Tonight, we have Nail the Scorer, your final stab at the big prizes, the Saints or the Colts. Who do you think wins? What do you think the score is going to be? That's in our third hour. Coming up next, odds and ends, including those missionaries in Haiti. A rough day for them, kidnapping among the charges. Hang through.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable-rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plantsterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Here on America Tonight. You're going to love this. It's starting to make a wider circulation. I think I caught the actual list the first time around, though, in WorldNet Daily. And here's a scoop. For the past 2 years, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trips on Air Force jets have cost the taxpayers for in-flight services. That means food and liquor, pretty much. It's cost us $101,000. So the list of what they're drinking is interesting. Maker's Mark Whiskey, Courvoisier Cognac, Johnny Walker Red Scotch, Grey Goose Vodka, E&J Brandy, Bailey's Irish Cream, Bacardi Light Rum, Jim Beam Whiskey, Beefeater Gin, Dewar Scotch, Bombay Sapphire Gin, Jack Daniel's Whiskey, and Corona. Yeah, you can always get documents under the Freedom of Information Act, of course. And there's an organization called Judicial Watch. They look at whether or not they can prosecute government corruption, and it shows Nancy Pelosi incurred expenses of $2.1 million for the use of the Air Force jets for travel over that time period, over the 2-year time period. So, because she always wants military travel, whether it's to California or whether it's someplace else. And, you know, I guess she might not be the only politician who does this, certainly not. But Air Force One, it seems like it's Pelosi Airlines. That's rather high. Couldn't she ever fly on one of those domestic flight, American, whatever? I mean, you have to think so. You have to think it would be easy to book some of that. So, you know, what happens is you've got the jets, the crews that have to drive in. You've got the prep time, all that other sort of whatever goes on with it. So when she wants to use the aircraft, that's what happens. That they're just picking every other weekend, it seems, just in case she wants to fly. You've got people even on call. Now, that's, like, ridiculous. And they've got an email exchange that shows Pelosi demanding that jets pick her up at Travis Air Force Base rather than San Francisco's airport. She lives about an hour and a half from San Francisco's airport, which is and much closer to Travis. So is this the best use of assets is what they're questioning with some of the things that are happening with the air flight, you know, the travel time that she's taking. Basically, she used Air Force aircraft travel back to her district at the average cost of $28,000 per flight. And she had one time where she was traveling from D.C. through Tel Aviv, Israel to Baghdad. And the reason this was in 2008 to discuss mutual concerns with the government leaders, including members of Congress and their spouses. That cost $17,000 per hour in the aircraft. And then the flight, of course, had a lot of alcoholic drinks listed on it. Somehow I am just not surprised. By the way, Judicial Watch, it's not going after just Democrats or whatever. It's a nonpartisan educational foundation, and their whole thing is transparency, accountability, all that. So they start to pore over some of the things that they find with the Freedom of Information Act, and that's how that was ultimately revealed. Tom, in Missouri, you have the floor. Tom, thanks for hanging. You're on America Tonight.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
Okay, a couple of things. First thing I wanted just to say about Nancy Pelosi, she should be prosecuted for this type of thing, and I think that they probably have a mindset that we're all stupid. I would imagine that American Airlines, their accounting, their records and the computers and that could probably be harder for them to control than the government's accounting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's probably what the mindset is here. She could probably give me some of those alcoholic drinks, too. I mean, I'd probably be okay. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about was the guy who you had on before who talked about having Congress making tax laws or restructuring the tax laws to make it more conducive to having employees being shareholders in their own companies.
Yeah.
I do believe that's something called an ESOP. And they do have those here in this country. And,
they do, yeah.
And what I will say is one experience that I've seen or had was with one of our clients, and this was a flooring company that was, if you're familiar with the St. Louis area, with Bridgeton and Earth City area near the Missouri River. We had a flooring company that went under, and, boy, they had some really nice carpeting, beautiful carpeting, residential-type carpeting, and also the flooring, the tiles, I mean, you know, several dollars per square foot type of tile. I mean, really nice stuff. And they went under, and they were an ESOP. And at one time, it used to be they had one owner, and they had a union in there, and then somehow the owner capitulated, and he wound up being one of the trustees. And then it was the employees that wound up buying the company from him. And they formed an ESOP, and they eventually went belly up. And what happened was when everything was put to a vote to the group, the conglomeration of employees, they always made bad decisions, business decisions. Their business sense was not very good. The housing market kind of went down in the St. Louis metropolitan area. We've had a few developers that went went belly up too, and they wound up, I think, filing with a Chapter 11 in bankruptcy court. And this ESOP that I'm talking about, they did went belly up. They couldn't borrow another dime from the bank, and it's got to the point where they wound up owing the bank about $1 million. And it overextended their credit to the point where they couldn't borrow another dime in order to remain solvent. So that's one of the things I wanted to highlight. A lot of times it may sound like a good idea, but unless you've got people that have got some good business sense.
Yeah, it can flop. But that happened to me, too. I worked for a company. It was a broadcasting company, and they were on the cutting edge of this whole idea of modern technology, where we were broadcasting 24/7 business, and it was through the Internet, and it was a beautiful studio and all this other stuff, and the employees were going to own the stock in the company, and after a year, it went belly up.
Well, it's too bad this flooring company didn't have guys like Neil Cavuto or Dave Ramsey on the board.
That's right. People to do it.
Well, the thing is, sometimes that could be a very good hard lesson learned, and sometimes experience is the best teacher. But when you're talking about an economy the way it is structured now, where nothing is being produced, a lot of things are being outsourced, you got a lot of foreign companies, countries, including especially China, that has literally come over here and bought up a lot of our debt, where now we wind up owing them.
That's right.
And the thing is this, we have to start thinking about this in a nationalistic sense. Who are we more loyal to, the American dollar or to the American people or to our country? And obviously you have people that do not have any kind of common sense whatsoever when it comes to national security. How do you secure national security? First, secure your economy. Mm-hmm. One of the things that, and I'm not going to go too long on this. I'm going to cut it off real shortly. But I remember when Jimmy Carter drew up the plans to get rid of the Panama Canal, to sell it. Now you got some company in China, was a Hutchison Whampoa Limited, if I'm not mistaken. I still could be wrong. They may not be the owner anymore. But it was a gentleman by the name of Le Ka Jing, Chinese guy, one heck of a super wealthy guy. He bought the Panama Canal.
That's right. I remember that.
So what you got right now is it's going to cost a lot more for goods and services in this country, because we use the Mississippi River from New Orleans going clear up to Minnesota practically as far as a trade route, barges and such, raw materials, you name it. And the thing is, this is part of what kept our prices somewhat reasonable in this country. And then when you had the railroads go under, and I remember when I was a very young man, and we had Penn Central, I mean, they were taking government money on bailout.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, they went belly up. And what we needed to see was more of a redevelopment in the rail structure in this country and rely less on trucking. And you would probably see... by the natural laws of economy, you would probably wind up seeing the costs of goods going down a bit. Because what happens is a lot of the cost of that good is it absorbs the cost of the cost of transporting that good to the marketplace.
Of course, you know, every trucker listening to this show shudders to think of that happening, but yes.
Well, we've allowed our country to be structured that way, but here's
right.
What I'm saying. The trucking company, they don't necessarily, I mean, they can still be extremely solvent, but when you start talking about going from San Francisco to Boston with a semi, you know,
that's
you
right.
Talk about the cost of that versus a train.
It's crazy.
Now, if you had central hubs or warehouses in some key parts of the United States where the trucker only has to go from that state into another state, and then he's home at night.
Yeah, that's different.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they could
absolutely.
Still be making money, but I mean,
right.
it won't cause all these astronomical costs.
Right, that cripple us. It's just one of those things. Absolutely, you made excellent sense, Tom. Absolutely, great caller. Thank you so much. Call us again next week. He's good. He was on the money with a lot of stuff that he said. But like, coming from a trucking family where my grandfather was a trucker, ooh. And he'd probably tell me the same thing. He'd probably say the same thing that Tom said, by the way, the idea of the hubs and the warehouses. Stay with us. We're going to push headers to the next segment along with the Pro Bowl.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
So bad, America. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging out with you here on this version of ATN. Hope wherever you are safe, warm, and happy. How many people are really happy? There's something about that word. You know, it's kind of, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like a throwaway thing. You know, when people say, it's like the old joke, in passing, someone says to you, hey, so how are you doing? And then the person launches into this diatribe of how everything is just brutal. Their life is awful. It's the worst. It's kind of like that, the happy question. Unfortunately, for many people, being squeezed by the jobs And, of course, this is tax time. That can be a stressful time, especially if you owe money. It's usually these winter months can drag on for folks. But maybe you're a skier. Maybe you have a snowboard and you're living in Minneapolis somewhere or Minnesota somewhere. And you can find a great groove just right outside of your back door. And maybe you're a cross-country skier and you're listening to us in Vermont. That's pretty good. I'd be a little envious there. That would be fun. Just to be able to go out, make some tracks, not have to worry about lift lines and all that other sort of stuff, and plus the exercise you'd get from that. Okay, so we move on to headers, and then we're going to talk about the AFC and the NFC with the big, exciting Pro Bowl game. We go to Atlanta, the Atlanta Constitution Journal. It's the big paper there. They have some interesting headlines, including this one. This was their front headline. Georgia's Grammy Award winner, Zach Brown Band, took home the award for 2010, rather, best new artist in a wild night at the Grammys. So the people in Georgia who like that band will be very, very excited about that. The other thing, sadly, that they had as a headline, the Reverend Joseph Lowery is in intensive care, and he is a civil rights icon. They say the condition, however, is not serious. If you Google him, you'll know what I'm talking about. And especially in Atlanta, they are very, very proud of him. We move to another paper in headers, and it's the Baltimore Sun. It's a big paper there in Baltimore. A lot of people in Maryland read this paper. One of the headlines got some guys bare-chested, pumping their fists, coming out of the water, and the headline says, Raising Money and Goosebumps. They have cadets from the U.S. Naval Academy who are excited about jumping into the water for their annual polar bear plunge at Sandy Point State Park. It's the 14th time they've done it, and thousands of people showed up for it, and they jumped into the bay. They were raising money for the Maryland Special Olympics. Ooh, they had to cancel. It was so cold. They had to cancel. They have two dips, I guess. They had to cancel the second one because of the weather conditions. They were too worried that we can't have people go in and do this again. Also, there's a headline that says two bills would legalize medical marijuana. So they're talking about that like many other states are and what to do moving forward in their general assembly. It's one of the issues they're addressing in Maryland. So that's it for headers. If you have an interesting story from a local newspaper, it can be very, very local, that's fine. Send it to me at americatonight.net or call us and tell us about the story if you happen to see a kind of a cool item, because each show we do a thing called headers. Also, headlining, I'm sure, a lot of papers will be the performance of the individuals in the AFC and the NFC, the individual NFLers. The AFC ended up taking this game. I'll tell you whether somebody nailed the score or not, but first, let's roll the highlights.
On third and three, Sharp takes the shot for the touchdown with Andre Johnson, his Texans teammate.
Now, how cool is that to be in the huddle, Matt Schaub calling the play, and you see it executed right
there? Oh, they got Asante Samuel that time.
Goes to Sean Jackson,
wow,
who led the world in 50-plus yard touchdowns this year, and adds another one.
I told you, he's the fastest guy I have seen since I came in the league in 1973. He explodes on a bubble screen.
58-yard touchdown from McNabb to Jackson. Schaub, Brandon Marshall, reaches over the goal line and in for the touchdown. A couple of victory formations. Matt Schaub will be the most valuable player of this 2010 Pro Bowl.
All right, so that was some of the exciting, if you will, highlights of the AFC-NFC showdown. The AFC wins it 41-34. Nobody nailed the score. There were a couple of people that thought it might be high scoring. In fact, James in Missouri said the AFC 42-24. And he was the only one that put it in the 40s. Mostly, maybe Debbie in Kentucky said 38-27 AFC, but mostly everybody had it 30-something. I said NFC would win it 38-27. Matt, what do you think? Do you think the Pro Bowl being played in Florida right before the week before the Super Bowl, you think it, I don't know, think it was exciting?
I'm sorry, I just woke up.
I know, I agree with you. I think it's boring. I don't even know what I would do. If I was commissioner, I don't even know what I would do.
It's so bad. It's by far the worst All-Star game.
I agree.
All-Star games in general
are not good.
No. I mean, the NBA, it's just a, kind of a dunk contest, pretty much. No one really tries until the last 2 minutes. Baseball, they tried to do the whole thing with the World Series and getting the home advantage, and that's just dumb. I don't know. I can't stand the Pro Bowl, and I don't watch it. I don't go out of my way. I didn't even know it was on, really. I had no idea what time it was on. You told me to try to find some highlights for it, and I tried so hard. I don't feel like my efforts were worth the work, though.
Yeah, because it was boring. It's boring.
No, yeah.
You're just, I don't even know. I mean, I guess they have to do an All-Star game, of course. And then, you know, these players get bonuses by making the team and whatnot, but it just doesn't, if I was the commissioner, I don't even know what I would do with it.
They should do something more like
what?
The old, remember back in, I don't know if it was the 80s or the early 90s, they had the quarterback challenge thing. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They should do something like that, but for, like, each position.
That could be good. That's true.
Instead of having the actual game, because that's boring, but if you have, you know, the guys, you know, the quarterback
doing
challenge stuff.
Doing the skills
like,
tests
yeah,
and
doing
stuff,
that, who
yeah.
Who can throw to the farthest
yeah.
and most accurate, and then have, like,
sure.
a race, you know, have Adrian Peterson, Chris Johnson,
oh,
and
yeah.
some other guys, like, running to see Deshaun Jackson, see who's the fastest player in the NFL. That would be exciting. People would actually tune in for that, I think.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Have a skills. They won't do it, but I think you're
well,
right.
If you back me for the NFL commissioner position, I'm sure I will get it, and I will pass these ideas along to the NFLPA, and we will get the ball rolling.
Yeah, Roger Goodell is shaking his shoes now that he heard that. But a skills thing would be good. You're right. A skills thing would work. Even if you had, like, a fan deal, like you could have a fan, you have a giant contest, and you could have fans playing, like, flag football against the pros, you know, you'd have to make it really, of course, the pros couldn't pull over the regular Joe, yeah. but you could do some fun things with that and throw in a fan twist or two that would be neat.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so boring. Like I said, they moved it because they wanted more people to pay attention to it.
Right, get better ratings. And yeah.
I'm sure most of those players would rather have been in Hawaii a month from now anyways.
Yeah, it's kind of true. If you're the player who makes it to the Pro Bowl for the first time, what a great big ripoff. You don't get the big trip to Hawaii instead you just get to go to Florida. I don't know that I'd be thrilled with that. Going to leave you with this one. Courage is doing what you're afraid to do. There can be no courage unless you're scared. That was from an American war hero.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.